First home match of the, does that look like a million years away still?
A million miles away, yes. Yeah, it does. And, you know, I think we're taking one match at a time, and I think that's the maturity of the team right now, and maybe it's supposed to years past. Is I think we're trying to extract the value out of these first two weekends to prepare us, of course, for GLIAC play on the road starting, I believe. And then, you know, when we get home, it's 2 weekends in, 3 weekends into GLIAC play. Finley being a very good team that we'll be opening up the season against. But this weekend, you know, it's four more Northern Sun teams. I believe they put 8 in the top 25 this weekend, 4 in the top 10. In Duluth being one of those teams that we face, and they're, and you know, they beat both Ferris and Grand Valley this weekend. But the other three Northern Sun teams, I think that we go, you know, pound for pound with, and we should come out ahead if we are doing our thing right.
Do you like what you're seeing so far, Coach? Even though, like you said, a little bit too much of, you know, either not playing well or playing really, really well, and you said you're looking for more middle ground.
Yeah, that balance. We have what it takes to beat these teams, and I think to compete. And I think what's really nice is the team is determined to keep going. They don't. You know, we started out 10-0 last year, and I know the girls were a bit concerned that, you know, that's not the same. It's not the same thing, but at the same time, I think we got as much, if not more, out of this 1-3 weekend playing the teams we have.
It's a Friday, Saturday, two doubleheaders, not Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Is that better or worse than spreading it out 3 days? Usually a little bit easier on the legs, right?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, four matches. You know, I don't know which one's better yet. Well, if we go 3-1 this weekend or 4-0 this weekend, I'll come back and tell you on the radio next week.
All right. Well, Coach, we appreciate you coming in. Good luck. You leaving on Thursday?
Yeah, we play Thursday. We play Friday, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, we'll leave Thursday.
All right. Coach Matt Jennings here on Mix 93 talking about the volleyball team. Again, their first home match is not until Friday the 30th of September. That is a 5 o'clock start against Finley, and we want people to get their season tickets for that and get out and support this team. It is so much fun to watch. We can't wait, and we'll have more Huskies Drive Time coming up in just a little bit here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlack. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Joe Strong, and Justin Sliss can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
September savings in every aisle at the store that always gives you more. Todd's Econo Foods in Houghton. Get out your more card. Betty Crocker cake mixes, 79 cents. GW Sugar 4-pound bags, 2 for $3. Smithfield extra tender boneless pork sirloin chops. Econo pack, $1.69 a pound. And Morning Glory or Gilbert's Dairy pure white milk. Gallons, 1%, 2% fat free or whole, 2 for $5. Shop and save 24 hours a day at Todd's Econo Foods, Houghton.
School is back in session. Time to fall back into a fun fitness routine with Huskies Fit. Adult group classes begin this week and registration is now open. Enjoy the variety of classes we have to offer as well as fun, engaging class options for kids. For more information, visit MichiganTechRecreation.com.
I was in Houghton on business and I was in a terrible accident and my car was totaled. I called Big Valley to ask if I could have my car towed to them. They said they would come and pick up my car and bring me one to drive home. They have a reputation for a pleasant buying experience, and I know it's true because I bought my car there. But I would have never expected the level of service I received when I had my accident. It is worth the drive to experience the Big Valley difference.
Mix 93 WKMJ, we continue on with Huskies Drive Time here on The Mix on a Tuesday morning. Nice short week here. And Coach Joe Hagenmiller of the Michigan Tech cross-country team is getting their season officially underway this weekend. They will be at the UW Parkside Midwest Open. And Joe, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Dirk. I've seen Springsteen within the last 2 weeks.
Well, I was just going to bring that up with you, talk about the show. How many times is this now, Joe? Because you saw him last spring, too, didn't you, or something like that?
Yeah, sometime in the last winter. We're getting around 10.
10 times? Where did you see him? Yeah. Where did you see him this past time?
In Chicago at the United Center again.
Oh, nice!
Outstanding show. He went for 3.5 hours, 3 hours and 40 minutes.
That's great.
No warm up band, unbelievable.
That's crazy! Wow. All right, so hey, your season getting underway this week, and talk a little bit about the team, both sides of the men and the women.
Well, it's pretty exciting for us to kind of get started. This first weekend here, we're going to give a lot of our younger athletes an opportunity and give some of our big hitters a chance to stay home and get in some good training and not put too much travel stress on them. So this weekend will be good for us to find out what that next tier of athletes, where they're at, and who's ready to take some steps forward. With respect to team outlook, you know, we've got Jason Sliga and Kyle Hansen back, and we're sure that they'll be up there leading our team. And some people who have made some big improvements are probably Dan Kulis, who's going to be, I believe, a senior this year, and Matt Paul. And then on the women's side, we're definitely going to be missing a couple of our big scorers from last year, with Andrea Lee having graduated, and Liz Block is going to be redshirting this fall. She came in with a stress fracture from the training that she was doing this summer, and it's really unfortunate after the spring that she had running just so fast in the 800 meters for us. But we've got a good crew of freshmen in on the women's side, and it'll be a good opportunity for them to kind of take some knocks as they're kind of growing.
Any freshmen that we'll hear that you expect to have their names heard quite a bit?
I would say on the women's side, Emily Bird, Amanda Kutzer, and Carly Huggins are some women that we should hear from a lot. On the guys' side, Nate Carey might be the freshman that we might hear from. But there are certainly some other young guys that probably haven't, you know, been the focal points of our program that will definitely be making some jumps with what they did over the last year here.
I know you're laying back a little bit this week. As you look at the schedule, what are some of the events that kind of pop out as being very important for this this program?
Well, for sure the GLIAC championships and our regional championships are the focal point for us. Those are the two races where we'll be measured at the end of the season as far as, okay, we've had a good season, or, boy, we blew it. Hopefully we're not blowing it. Hopefully we're having a good season, Dirk. And then the other races where we'll really take a good measure of where we are at is next week at St. Olaf. We'll be heading down to Northfield, Minnesota, have some real good competition there. And then October 8th, we're going to Lewis, and we should see some very good D2 competition there. That'll be a Division II only meet. Last year, Grand Valley was there, and I expect, as in past years, Grand Valley will kind of set the bar for the rest of our conference and region.
Joe, you've always had great athletes on your teams, but you've always had outstanding students on your teams. I'm guessing this year is no exception.
Well, we had a little blip in the road last year, so I've been kind of harping on them that they better get going a little bit better, because I usually don't run a study hall, and I really don't want to start. But they're still doing outstanding. I mean, it's a great group of kids to work with from that respect. It's never anything I need to worry about. It's kind of funny, the thing I need to worry about is them maybe training a little harder than they should and not giving themselves enough time to recover.
What about your worries about none of them being real Bruce Springsteen fans the way you are, Joe? I mean, is that a concern going into this season?
Well, it's not a terribly big concern, because usually I'm driving the van and have control of the radio.
Oh, I like it. All right, so the season starts this weekend. You have the meet down at in Kenosha with the Midwest Open, St. Olaf the following week at Northfield. Do you have any big gaps? I'm looking at the schedule, Joe. It doesn't look like there's too many big gaps where you have several weeks off or weeks off. You have a couple in there, though, right?
Really, the only off weekends that we have are September 23rd, 24th, 25th, and then that weekend right before Halloween. And that weekend before Halloween,